When you're the number one ranked angler in the world and have been just about every year, it's got to make you feel pretty good. No matter what, you know, if it's a Bass Fan Rankings or anywhere else, and you just look at it, Kevin, and it's been a wonderful career so far.
You know, I've had a good time, and you know, I've never really worried about the rankings or anything. You know, it's always been angler of the year race or trying to win a classic or trying to win in an event. And you know, if you do your job there, the rest falls into place. And it's been fun though. You know, I know. You know, with guys like Hackney and Iaconelli and Rojas and even Aaron Martins, you know, I mean, those guys are really consistent, really great anglers. And I think I hear about it more from them than anybody. So, I mean, that's what people are competitive by nature. And that's what's the neat thing about having ranking systems like that. And, you know, the rankings have evolved a lot, as you know, from the beginning. And that's, you know, what I think is probably the best thing about them is it's really based over time. It's not just, hey, who's hot for a few tournaments or anything like that. The rankings can't change that much by one single event. But it seems like if you have a bad event, you can sure fall down. But, you know, it's a good system, and it makes it fun. I mean, it really makes it a lot better for the fans. And that's really what it's all about is, you know, for the fans to be able to follow the sport and follow the guys that they like and follow the guys that they don't like.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, you came right out of the chute. This isn't a guessing game or anything for you. You came right out of the chute and were making money right from the get-go. And, I mean, you talk to whatever pro you talk to, you're always the king of the hill. You know, hey, I got to beat Kevin, you know. And that's got to be something I would think that makes you feel first of all, very proud. But the other thing is you always got a target on your back.
Yeah, you know, it's flattering. To me, still to this day, you know, a lot of, you know, people come up to me at events and ask for an autograph and, you know, I don't take that lightly. You know, it's important. I know that I have a duty in the sport to be a good role model and to, you know, be one of those people that, you know, hopefully a lot of the young fans and the new people coming in can look up to and to shoot for. And that's what it's all about. When you go to the Junior World Championships and a 12-year-old boy comes up to me and says, in 5 years, I'm coming for you. You know, I mean, that's the attitude that I like to see. I like to see that kind of confidence, and that's what, you know, and that's what that really breeds, and that's what having the rankings and having a place like Bass Fan to where people can go every single day and find out what's up in the world of bass fishing and find out all the stats and find out the things about their favorite pro, you know, what their favorite food is, to what they like to do, what their hobbies are. You know, you can find it all there. And that's what, you know, I think that the internet has really done, because it's inexpensive. You can get on it and you can find so much information. And you know, it's amazing to me how Bass Fan has grown in, what is it, about 5 years that it's been on now. So it's really provided a great outlet for the anglers, but it's also a great service to the fans.
You know, Kevin, I look back at your career, you know, and I remember when you first started fishing, and you know, some people call it cockiness. I don't call it that with you. I think it's confidence. You know, I talked to Denny Brower, you know, a lot of times about Kevin. I said, what makes him different? And he said, he's a machine, you know, and you hear that over and over and over again, you know, and that's by guys that have been doing it for a long, long time. You know, the pride factor enters into it, but, you know, you got to stay on top of your game because some of those old guys are really right back after you again.
Well, the one thing that I can tell you that I've learned and that I see in all the top anglers in the sport, and I've been in it for quite a while now. I think I've completed 17 seasons now, and you see that passion or that drive in the guys that are at the top. And I've also seen guys that were at the top lose that passion, and the, you know, and you're not going to be at the top anymore. And you know, those guys have retired or moved on, or you know, have TV shows or do something different. To compete at this level, as good as the guys are today, I mean, there's so many great young anglers. You have to absolutely love it, and you have to live it and breathe it and think it 365, 7 days a week, you know, all the time.
You got another passion. You like to deer hunt. You know, a lot of people maybe not know that. You also like to be out, you know, out in a tree stand once in a while. Are you as competitive there as you are when you're bass fishing?
You know, I really not. It's a different mentality. I'm very serious about deer hunting. You know, I've done it for my whole life, and you know, I've been fortunate to take a lot of deer. But at this point now, just getting a deer is not what interests me. I'm really into, you know, looking for a real special deer, and those are hard to come by. And especially when you have a schedule like I have, it takes a lot of time to be a great whitetail hunter. And I just don't have it. I try to be, And every now and then, you know, I get lucky, but that's, you know, one of the main reasons that I fish and work my tail off, you know, promotional wise through the year, is to have a little bit of time in November during the peak of the rut, which is, to me, is that's the holy grail to a deer hunter, and is that time. And as busy as the schedule was this year, this is the has been the busiest year for me ever. My time is going to be real short this year, so I'm going to really, really cherish that little bit of time I am going to get in the woods.
Well, you got a couple of young sons that are also probably, you know, chomping at the bit to be with dad and being out in the water and stuff. How do you relate to them? You know, now you know, you like to bow hunt, you like to be on the water with them. How do you relate to them now? I mean, your dad did that with you. You got a brother who's very competitive. How do you relate to them to do that?
Well, I, you know, I've got them started. You know, they're 9 years old. I've got them started this season. Shooting, you know, a 22 and a 20 gauge shotgun, and you know, they've been fishing for a few years, and I've got some property by my house that's got, you know, opportunities to fish and hunt and do all that on it. So we're getting more and more into that. They're at the age where their patience is starting to grow, where you can take them out and spend a little time in a stand, or you can, you know, you can go fishing for a while, and they can, you know, get through that downtime without being bored or lose interest in it, and that's just what comes with age. And I've just tried all along to go at their own pace, to not push it, you know, to force feed them more than what they want or what they can handle. And they're going to be outdoorsmen. There's no doubt. You know, I don't know if they're going to take it to the level that I've taken it, but they definitely enjoy it. It's something that we do together. And for me, these next few years are going to be really important times to spend with them. I mean, this is a real critical stage, I think, in their life growing up. And I try to spend as much time as possible. I'm not going on any traveling hunts at all this year, just so I can spend my time home and spend more time with my family. And it's not just time in the woods, but, you know, time around the holidays and things like that, and to do the things that sons and their dad should be doing together, you know, whether it's carving pumpkins or trick-or-treating for Halloween to Thanksgiving dinner and you know, being you know, spending time with grandpa and grandma and Sunday dinners and those type of things. So that's all things that are important. You know, when my kids grow up, I don't want them to say, yeah, my dad had a great career, he was a great bass fisherman, but I really didn't know him. You know, I want them to say that, hey, I had a great dad and that fishing was second.
You know, Kevin, you look back, I'm sure they're going to wear a Bill Dance costume and maybe a Denny Brower costume when they go trick-or-treating, but you look back at how you started this thing, and, you know, you came out, you know, as a young man, and you came from Michigan, you know, and a lot of people don't recognize Michigan as being a hotbed for bass fishing, but it's very versatile bass fishing up there, and, you know, you brought that thing down, and now you hear these guys from New Jersey and the upper, you know, above the Mason-Dixon line, and you guys have all made a good reputation.
Yeah, they're really, in the last 5 to 7 years, there's been a huge influx of anglers from all over the country. I mean, even before, you know, there was hardly anybody from California fishing, and, you know, now there's a lot of guys from out west, there's a bunch of guys from up north and northeast, from all over. It used to be, you know, Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, and, you know, and that's it. Now, I mean, there's this Florida group, there's this, you know, East Shore group from, you know, the Potomac area, Reed, Virginia, that area there, there's the Northeast, there's North Central, the Ohio, Indiana guys, there's a lot of guys from California, there's still that Texas contingency. It's nationwide now. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with the increased opportunities, you know, that having multiple organizations in the sport have brought, and you know, the increased popularity and the television coverage and, you know, like websites like BassFan, and, you know, to have that information, you know, the sport is growing, your competitive fishing is growing, and it's, you know, it's an exciting time to be a pro bass fisherman, but it really has been for a few years too. I mean, there's more opportunities now for a good young fisherman than there ever has been, but it's also as tough as it's ever been. You know, sponsorships are harder to come by. You know, you have to be a savvy angler, and you have to be a savvy person in marketing to go out there. I mean, the cost is higher than it's ever been, but the rewards are also higher.
I got to tell you, Kevin, I'm impressed by how you carry yourself. You talk about being an example, and I think sometimes people don't recognize that, but you're a fine example to the sport of bass fishing and couldn't be a better number one guy, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm Gary Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.